Good afternoon. My name is Lars Muller, and I'm representing World Health Organization, the regional office for Europe. I'm the manager of a little project called the WSO Health and Prisons Project. It's my second APHA meeting, and it's always very nice being here, and I hope that many will follow. I could go away from this, I guess. Just a little brief about the WHO history. You probably know that, but this year we celebrated our 60 years anniversary, and we did that the 7th of April. It's also called World Health Day, and we now have 192 member states for WHO. And we have divided the world into six regions. We have the headquarters in Switzerland, and you see our European region is quite big. And it's not only the classical Europe, we have all the old Soviet Union member states involved in it. Our main office is placed in Copenhagen, Denmark. We have 53 member states attached to our region now. We have 600 employees. 300 of these are based in Copenhagen, and then we have 300 based in different offices around Europe, where 22 offices are alone in the Eastern European countries. A little background about the Health and Prison Project. It started in 1995 with the main purpose to support member states in improving public health by addressing health and healthcare in prisons and to facilitate the links between prison health and public health systems, both at national and international levels. We are still the only region where we have a special project on prison health. And also for WSO, it's very special to address prison health because our contacts in the country is mainly going through the Ministry of Health, and prison health is, with a few exceptions, always attached to the Ministry of Justice or Ministry of Interior. In Europe, we see countries like Norway, France, and England, Wales, have moved prison health from the Ministry of Justice to the Ministry of Health. And the project was started because we saw that prison health was really excluded from the public health agenda. We have five strategic objectives, and it's to, like I said, establishing integration of prison health into the public health system, in encouraging prisons to work within codes of human rights and medical ethics, contributing to rehabilitation and resettlement and giving social support. And we also strongly believe that if we provide a good health care in prison, we can actually avoid reoffending. Try to reduce exposure of communicable diseases and also to reach prison health service equivalent to what is provided for the society. For this project, we have 36 member states, 14 in Western Europe, 13 in Central Europe, and 9 in Eastern Europe, and the number is growing slowly. We have a number of international partners. When we started in 1995, there was only very few organizations dealing with prison health, but now there's a large number of organizations. We work closely together and try to avoid overlap of work. There's a lot of work for all of us, so we don't have to do the same things. The main activities of our project is that we have an annual conference, network meetings. We have a topic of the year, this year's prisons and women's health. Last year it was prison and mental health, and I will come a little back to the mental health issues. Next year's already been decided to deal with bloodborne diseases, HIV and hepatitis C, especially our main problems among prisoners. We have a number of publications coming out, and countries ask us for technical support, and this is very good because we make the contracts with the Ministry of Health, and now the Ministry of Health ask us for support to prison health issues. We have developed a prison health database, and every second year we also give out best practice awards, and last year we produced published a prison health guide where we cover the most important areas of prison health. this year it was published in Russian language too. I put some in the bag, but I see they're already gone, so it's, at least it's a relief, so I don't have to bring them back. They're quite heavy. But you are able to download this and the other publication from our website, and or if you write to me, I would be happy to send them to you. Mental health. When we travel around, especially Eastern Europe, we see terrible conditions for prisoners, and especially for mental ill prisoners. And pictures like this are not uncommon situations. Very bad facilities, as mentioned before. And in the community, we see that there are huge challenges for mental health. Many countries, they have limited community-based mental health service, very little specialist help for young or elderly people. They have large mental health institutions, and they are subject to neglect, abuse of human rights, reflected in high mortality rates. Stigma and prejudices are widespread and affect every aspect of mental health, including whether people seek and or receive help. And the challenges also mentioned by the previous speakers, stigma and discrimination. We have very high prevalence of mental illness among prisoners, talk about 60%. Low supply, we have very poor conditions, and staff competence is not very good. And if you look some of the prevalences of mental illnesses among prisoners compared to the community, we see psychosis is very frequent, 10 times more frequent than in community, neurosis two to three times more, personality disorders is very frequent among prisoners, and drug dependence, we see an average now 40% of prisoners have a drug dependence problem, and I think it's community is even a little overestimated here, we normally say 1-2%. And also alcohol is frequently used by prisoners prior to imprisonment. Attempted suicides, very frequent, especially among women. 27% of prisoners, or female prisoners, have some kind of attempted suicide. And this year we published what we call the Trenčín statement on prisoners' mental health. Trenčín is a little city in Slovakia where we organized our 2007 conference, and we gave it this name. I put a few copies in the back. You can download it, but I'll just tell you a little about what is in it. We mentioned some key criteria for success. There must be a clear acceptance that penal institutions are seldom, if ever, able to treat and care for seriously and acutely mental ill prisoners. Such prisoners should be diverted to appropriate mental health service before reaching the prison gate, and if they are in the prison, they should be transferred to specialist psychiatric care. The vulnerability of newly admitted prisoners must be understood and assessed. The need to plan and provide reception policies which will prepare prisoners for their life inside prisons is essential, and understanding of the particular needs of vulnerable prisoners, it could be mental illnesses, learning disabilities, women, young prisoners, elderly prisoners, ethnic minorities, and a personal sentence and care plan should be prepared for each individual prisoner, and psychopharmacology is important but should be always treated or performed together with comprehensive psychiatric treatment, and special steps will be needed where there's a risk of self-harm or suicide. Promoting mental health and well-being should be central to a prisoner's healthcare policy. This will address such matters as the general prison environment, prison routines and levels of prisoners' activity, education and work opportunities, and staff-prisoner relationships. Prisoners should be resourced to take the necessary steps briefly summarized above, and two essentials are effective leadership by the governor or director, and of course adequate resources to provide a sufficient level of staff with proper initial and continuing training. And healthcare is very important for the general rehabilitation of prisoners, that could include mental health treatment for those with mental illness and mental health promotion for all prisoners. It's a crucial part of the healthcare in prison, and the level of healthcare should be based upon assessed need and be as equivalent as possible to that available in the community. Contact between inmates and staff and with the outside world should be supported whenever possible. I'll not go more into detail here, but give you the contact information, both for me, but also our website, where you will find all the necessary information. Thank you very much.